Storms, they're shrinking, they're stopping, they're not making it to where we are. Storms clear in other parts of the state that they would announce, they were changing too. We were praying for all of them, weren't we, guys? We're going along, and we just heard one report, and my mom sitting there, she said, "Boy, I believe in prayer." I said, "Mom, I believe in God." "Well, I do too." I said, "I don't believe in prayer, I believe in God." A lot of people pray. They pray to Buddha, they pray to Allah, they pray a lot of things. I believe in God. Oh, I believe in God too then. She's 83. She can still learn. I can still learn. We can all still learn. We can learn to listen to Jesus. We can learn to believe what He says. We can learn to take His word at face value. As I was thinking of a way to clear that up, actually the person I thought of, I thought of Bill Gates taking his kids shopping. But I just decided to make it a rich person. But somebody that actually has the means to back up whatever they say. And imagine his kids saying, you know, "What can I buy?" And him saying to them, "Buy the whole store if you want to." And so them going in knowing they can buy the whole store if they wanted to. Lock, stock, and barrel. Building the whole works, going to business for themselves, because he can back up that declaration with no problem whatsoever. So then once they got in there, do you think they would walk up to something and say, "Well, then could I have this?" And he patiently would say, "I told you, you can buy the whole store if you want to." "Buy the whole story, then you can get it at a discount." But you see, he could back that up. Okay, can God back up what he says? Can Jesus back up what he says? If Jesus said, "I'm telling you something," you could say to this mountain, "Be removed," and it would be done. Can Jesus back that up? And so if Jesus says you can pray about anything, can he back that up? Now, you see, some people want to translate and say, "Well, you can pray about it. That doesn't mean I'm doing anything about it." But that's not what Jesus said to him, was it? Did he mention anywhere in there about, "Well, you can pray about anything, but, you know, it's a hit and miss whether it happens or not"? I don't think so. I think it says, you can pray for anything that you believe you will have it. And God said throughout His Word, "Try me. Try me in this. Let me prove it to you." It's important that we as Christians believe Jesus, that we take Him at His Word, that we don't become discouraged and doubtful, that we don't stop before we get there. One of the radio reports said, "If you're on Highway 14 and you're in Arlington, stop there." Well, I was real glad we just passed out of Arlington, headed for Dismit. I was about to stop there. But I knew she heard that same thing. I knew she heard it. But Jesus said, "It's going to be okay." And so I said, "Okay." And it wasn't because it was such huge importance that we get home. "You guys can do this without me. But I can't do this without being here." But it was important that I watched God do that. It was important that my little girl told her to stop praying. It was important that we saw God do what God said that He would do. It didn't matter if Vicky's first thought was, "This is stupid." She still watched it. She still went along. Do you think the disciples followed Jesus once in a while thinking, "This is stupid"? We know they got a lot of things. Jesus just kept showing them. And so when He's closing things up, He's saying to them, He said, "Listen, I'm telling you, you can say to a mountain, the mountain won't be an impossible thing. So use your mind to figure this out, you guys. If you couldn't move that mountain, tell me what it is that you couldn't do. Tell me what it is that you should hesitate about. How do you think that they went through with joy, even being tortured and jailed and beaten and murdered? How do you think that John, they say they boiled him in oil and couldn't kill him?